The consecration of the Mishkan was finished on Yom HaShmini, the eighth day, as described in the beginning of our Parsha, Parshas Shmini. And this section, after dealing with the Korbanos of Aharon and the Korbanos brought for Bnei Yisrael, tells us, "Vateitzei esh milafnei Hashem," a fire comes down from the heavens, "Vatochal al ha-mizveach es ha-ola, v'es ha-chalavim," it ate up the ola, it ate up the fact, "Vayar kol am vayaronu, vayet blu al panehem." The nation saw this, they were ecstatic, they were overjoyed, and they fell down on their faces. They were so shocked, so in disbelief that they fell down on their faces. And the Shem Yishmuel asks, why is it they were so shocked, overjoyed by this fire coming down from heavens? This is Bnei Yisrael we're talking about. They were very used to miraculous events. They literally had a pillar of fire and a pillar of cloud following them every single day. And so what was so special about this occasion? What was so unique that here Bnei Yisrael are overjoyed and here Bnei Yisrael fall down on their faces before Hashem? So the Shem Yishmuel answers as follows. Up until this point, Bnei Yisrael didn't believe any of the miraculous things that surrounded them happened because of them. They sinned at the Chet HaEgel. They permanently broke their relationship with Hashem, and they were no longer worthy of such miracles. Sure, they had a pillar of fire around them. Sure, they had a pillar of cloud on the Mishkan and one traveling with them. But that wasn't because of them. That was because of their leader, Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu remained pure, remained righteous. He was the one with a shiny face, and he was the one who these miracles came for. Not because of them. They were too far gone. The relationship was too damaged. But upon seeing this fire that comes down from the heavens, Bnei Yisrael realized that they were wrong. Because who brought these korbanos? Aaron HaKohen. Aaron HaKohen, the very same person who facilitated the Chet HaEgel by taking their gold, by putting it in the fire. And more importantly, I believe, that the korban that was consumed by the fire from heaven, the first time a fire comes down from heaven to consume a korban, is not one of Aaron's personal korbanos, but is the communal korban. It is the korban for all of Bnei Yisrael. And Bnei Yisrael can see now that even though they made mistakes, and even though they sinned and damaged that relationship with Hashem, when they come together and they bring korbanos together, Hashem forgives, and Hashem sends down a special fire just for them. This is what Klal Yisrael sees that makes them overjoyed. This is what causes them to fall on their faces. And I think there are a number of messages one could take from this to apply to their own lives. But for now, just to focus on one, we see, A, that when we come together with the rest of Klal Yisrael, we come together in Avoda, and even if we have messed up, even if we've made mistakes, Hashem looks past that. Hashem repairs the relationship, and Hashem sends a fire down from heaven to accept our offerings. May we remember this Shabbos, the power of the community, the power that we have as a nation when we come together in service of God, and that no matter how far we may have fallen in the past, we are always able to come together and build a better future with Hashem helping us. May we have a great Shabbos and remember this message.